Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Martin, Mr. and Mrs. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 16, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Martin, we have learned through Mrs. Taylor that you were both sick and needed Chrissy. We would not keep her away from you. I asked Mr. Martin if she could remain with us for a few weeks, and told him that we would be pleased to have her remain while we were in the busy season of fruit canning. He said he thought she could. She has been very much appreciated by us. If at any time you should conclude to spare her, we would be pleased to have her with us again, and would pay her what you might think proper for her wages. We see that she understands what to do without being told. She has eyes to see what needs to be done. She was intending to go home in about 2 weeks from now. Our housekeeper, Miss Lucas, has been with us over a year, and she wanted to visit her mother and spend 2 weeks, and Chrissy thought she must return to help her mother, but said she would stay till Miss Lucas came back. I would not keep her from her mother, and yet would be so pleased if she could remain with me until Miss Lucas returns. In April, we think our school will open, and I wish Chrissy could attend. I will board her for helping me nights and mornings. Brother Simmons was anxious that Chrissy should work in the health home at Summer Hill. Could she be spared from home? I could not answer his question. I think if she could attend the school, it would be the best thing for her. Would you consent to let her come to me? I would try to act a mother's part in caring for her. I make these statements to you that you may understand my wishes in regard to her. I would like to have her learn typewriting, and I think she would be one who, if she had the advantages of school, could learn typewriting. Sarah McEnterfer would teach her. I lay all these things before you and ask you to act as you think best. If she works for me, I will pay her 10 a week, or if she wishes to attend school, I will board her for her labor nights and mornings, and have a watch care over her as I would over my own daughter. I leave this question for you to settle. I am much interested in Chrissy, and would be very much pleased to have her as a member of my family, and either attend school and board, as previously stated, or work for wages. I want above everything else that she should form a character after the divine similitude, following in the footsteps of Jesus, and become a member of the family in heaven and possess eternal riches. Chrissy is now of that age that she needs wise counsel, that she may aim high and endeavor to reach the highest standard. This we should all endeavor to do, that we may be complete in Jesus Christ. Temptations will come, and this child needs to hold fast to the hand of Jesus, and He will lead her in safe paths. If she makes the most of the talents God has given her, she will grow in capability and will receive the grace of Christ to walk humbly before Him. May the Lord help you both. What will we amount to if we lose heaven at last, that precious heaven of rest? I am very desirous that Mrs. Martin shall have the sweet peace of Christ day by day. I love her soul, but Jesus loves her better than it is possible for me to do. Heaven, eternal life in the kingdom of God, is worth a lifelong, persevering, untiring effort. To hear from the lips of Jesus, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord," will be the sweetest music that ever fell on mortal ears. Matthew 25, verse 21. With love.